Oh, hey there, sweetie. What took you so long? No, it hasn't been too long. Just reviewing my notes and such. At least, it's not quite a grimace scene as we're used to, huh? I guess not, but then, who can ever say for sure? Let's check for clues, shall we? Vic was found here, behind the desk. He had a spilled glass of whiskey in his hand. We swept for fingerprints and DNA, but that won't be back from the lab until the morning. Hey, what you got there? Whiskey bottle. Looks half empty. You think that's the one? What is it? Really? Hey, give it to me. Let me have a whiff. It smells like... Smells like... I don't know. I'd say almonds? What does that mean? Really? Wow! So, the cyanide is in the bottle. That means the killer could have planted this long before the Vic drank it. I guess that makes our case against the Colonel less compelling. If it even is the Colonel, that is. I'll have the whiskey bagged and sent to the lab to confirm. And, of course, we'll check the bottle for fingerprints. Though, something tells me our killer is more careful than that. We need to find out who had access to this room and when. From what I gathered from the guests, our Vic was a regular drinker, and whiskey was his favorite beverage. With that said, I think we can conclude that the poison was added on the night of the murder. See if you can figure out who had keys to this room, or who had opportunity to nab them otherwise. I'm gonna check the bookshelf over here. Why don't you look through the desk and see if you can find anything relevant? Nothing over here. Find anything? Are you picking that locked drawer? Oh, you rascal. Ooh. What have we here? It's an envelope. The postmark's dated a little over a month ago. No return address. Wonder why he had this locked away. Huh. It's a note. It says, "I know what you did, Dad." Red ink, written in large, exaggerated capital letters. Probably to prevent a match on the handwriting. You think this is some kind of threat? Well, in any case, we'll have that dusted for fingerprints. But it's probably a dead end. I wonder if this was sent by one of the Vic's daughters, Jen or Vivian. Or maybe it's bullshit, and it's just meant to throw us off the scent. Either way, I don't think it's going to be of much help. What do you think he did? The Vic, I mean. The letter has to be about something, right? All right, let's just think through everything we've got. A month ago, the Vic gets the letter. He opens it, he reads it, he tucks it away. Then, fast forward to the party. Someone enters the study at some point during the festivity, plants the poison in the bottle. Had the letter not been in the locked drawer, I bet the killer would have gotten rid of it. Unless, of course, they wanted us to find it. Later in the evening, Mr. Black and the Colonel get in a shouting match. Mr. Black takes a swig of the whiskey, dies. The Colonel calls for help, and then we arrive an hour later. Fuck! It's not enough! We've gotta get more info from the guests if we want to put this all together. It's... it's nothing. Nothing. It's just... You look cute sitting in that chair is all. Careful, though. Last guy who sat in that thing is dead. Doesn't bode well for you, Tiger. Hey, since the guests probably aren't thrilled at the prospect of us going to talk to them, why don't we take five and have some fun? Hmm? Yeah? good. Now, Mr. Big Shot Detective, I'm gonna need you to remain seated for the entire performance, okay, Tiger? awesome. Ooh, there's lots of room under this desk. Just the way I like to blow my man. Somewhere dark and secluded. Aw, there he is. But he's all soft and squishy. Oh, do I have to do everything myself? There we go. That's it. That's it. Get nice and hard for me, sweetie. Yeah, just like that, in between my fingers. Good boy. Oh, there we go. Now we can get started. He likes kisses, doesn't he? But you know, I think I've got something that he'd like even better. Sit tight, Tiger. You think he likes it when I take him in my mouth like this? Yeah? Oh, you like that? Oh, you like when I bob my slutty head up and down that cock? I know you do. Solve this case, and I'll let you really go to town on me. You know, I might even let you come inside me. raw. No protection. And in case I need to remind you, I'm ovulating tonight. Ooh, look at you. Oh, God. You are hard as bone right now. I just want to slurp and slobber on your cock all night. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, you always have so much pre-cum to share with me. Oh, fuck. I could guzzle this stuff. It's so good. I want to choke on it. I want to take that rock hard cock and feel it ease down my throat. Get ready, Tiger. I'm gonna deep throat that shit. Fuck yeah, baby. Give me more. Rock those hips into my fucking face while I choke on you. Oh, God damn. It's like I can feel you in my stomach. Don't hold back. Fuck my face, baby. Motherfucker. I love it when you grab my head and force me down into it. Do it again, tiger. Choke me the fuck out with that cock. I was gonna pass the fuck out there for a sec. Don't stop, baby. Keep fucking me. Yeah. Like when I play with these balls while your face fucking me. Good. Now, give me what I need. Give me that fat load on my tummy. Feed it to me, tiger. Holy fucking shit. I can feel you pulsing in my throat. You're really gonna do it, aren't you? You're gonna nut in my throat? Do it. Blast that fucking nut in my tummy. Put your hands on my head and stick me to the fucking base. Fucking shoot that hollow to my gut. Give me. You really fill me to the brim. God damn, baby. God. Let me just sit in your lap. Nice job, tiger. That was very filling. And just to reiterate, if you solve this case, I'll let you nut in inside my pussy, and maybe we can make a baby together. So, don't disappoint me, tiger. I'm counting on ya. Anyway, Let's get back to it, shall we? We've got a killer to catch.